You were never hard to love. You were just loving the wrong person. It wasn't the intensity of your heart. It wasn't the timing of your hope. It wasn't that you loved too deeply or cared too much. It was that your love landed in a place that could not hold it. That doesn't make you unworthy of reciprocation. It actually makes you brave. We rarely question the capacity of others when we love them deeply. We give and we give, and we assume that love alone will be enough to build something real and rooted. But sometimes, love enters a space that is too wounded or constricted to recognize it. Sometimes, love pours into the kind of human being who has never been taught how to hold something that doesn't ask to be chased, or earned, or fixed. And when that love isn't received, when it waters itself down and shrinks itself in order to fit where it's not meant to belong, we begin to internalize the rejection. We start to believe that the way someone mishandled our heart is an anchored reflection of what was wrong with it. But the truth is, you were never hard to love. You were simply just loving someone who wasn't ready to be loved in the way you had the capacity to give. And that has nothing to do with your worth. That has nothing to do with how worthy you are. You were showing up with your heart cracked open. You were offering presence and depth and care. Things that should have been honored, not overlooked. Things that should have been met, not turned away from. God does not create hearts like yours for no reason. He does not give someone the capacity to love deeply only to leave them unseen. What feels like rejection may actually be redirection, a sacred reroute towards someone who will recognize you, towards someone who has the emotional and spiritual maturity to receive what you offer, to hold it close. If someone couldn't meet you there, it doesn't mean you were too much. It means that they were not the person who was made to love a soul like yours. That doesn't make them a bad person. But it does mean that they were not equipped to love you in the way God intended for you to be loved. And God intended for you to be loved with intention, with gentleness, and with consistency. Please, stop questioning what you could have done differently. Stop trying to water down your heart just to keep someone contained within it. You were not created to be tolerated. You were not made to feel like a burden in someone else's life. You were made to be cherished, to be bonded, to be seen in your fullness. There is a special kind of love that is being prepared for you. It is the kind of love that reminds you that God never forgot what He promised your heart before you embodied it. The kind of love that will not confuse you. The kind that will not make you prove yourself just to feel safe. And when it arrives, it will feel like clarity. It will feel like peace. It will feel like the echo of God's voice saying, "Welcome home." You were never hard to love. You were simply just loving someone who didn't yet know how to stay.